If you read the original Buddhist scriptures, there is a huge section of it simply called the Dialogues of the Buddha. Because he always worked like Socrates, in terms of a conversation. Now that has a very important meaning. You must be very careful when you read anything about Buddhism or what people say about it, to understand this principle of dialogue. Because what appear to be the teachings of Buddhism are actually no more than the opening statements of the dialogue. Let's say people say Buddhism teaches that everything is impermanent and that the universe is like a diaphanous film of smoke. There's nothing you can catch hold of it. Now, it's true, Buddhism starts out from that position, but that's not where it ends. It is taught that everything is diaphanous and impermanent, to bring about certain psychological changes. And then when those have happened, you pass on to a deeper understanding than that. Similarly, it is taught that there is no real self. That's a gambit. That's something the teacher throws out for you to experiment with. But that's not the final position. Strictly speaking, the final position to which one comes in Buddhism cannot be represented in words at all. But it can be experienced. Although even that is not an accurate way of saying it. When we say something can be experienced, that suggests that you are one thing and the experience is another, and experience is something you can get or have. But to come to the point which is the center of Buddhism, the experience is the experiencer. There is no difference between the two. So that's what it does. So it begins in this way then. You have a problem, which is, I want out. You see, here I'm involved in the samsara, in the round. And it's becoming extremely inconvenient, painful. I feel threatened by disease and death and loss of possessions and friends and so on. And it's just all terrible. Is there anybody who knows what to do? Well, it looks as if there were some guys over there who don't seem worried. They are priests or monks or sages or whatever it may be. And so people go and say to those people, look, what are we going to do? And those people turn back and say, all right, isn't it clear that you suffer because you desire? You always want something else than what is. And so you're always being disappointed. You are made so that you wear out. So you fall apart. And you want not to be that way. But you see, if you weren't falling apart all the time, you wouldn't be alive. So there's a contradiction between what you say. You say, I would like to have pleasure, but I don't want pain. But in order to be to have pleasure, you must have a certain kind of sensitivity. If you have that, it can get hurt, as well as delighted. So what do you want?